From North State Public Radio, I'm Eric Adams.
And I'm Matt Fidler with your headlines for Wednesday, May 13th.
Coming up, federal immigration authorities showed interest in dozens of people booked into the Butte County Jail last year. Hear what new county data shows.
Meanwhile, Paradise will honor the late Congressman Doug LaMalfa this week by dedicating its council chambers in his name.
And childcare advocates are pressuring Governor Gavin Newsom to follow through on a major promise to low-income families.
Those stories just ahead.
But first, the Butte County District Attorney's Office announced that it will not file charges in the death of local bartender Terry Smith outside a Chico bar last December. District Attorney Mike Ramsey says one of Smith's friends intervened in a fight between Smith and Smith's girlfriend following a private event at Oasis Bar and Grill. Ramsey says the friend pulled Smith off the woman by the neck, but the evidence does not support a charge of involuntary manslaughter.
This is a variant of self-defense. You have a right under the law to defend yourself or defend others that you believe are subject to imminent injury or great bodily harm.
Smith died days later from complications involving an artery that carries blood to the brain. The case had sparked widespread speculation about what happened outside the bar. Chico police say the nearly five-month investigation included dozens of witness interviews and a review of hours of surveillance footage.
Butte County Sheriff Corey Honey told supervisors today that federal immigration authorities showed significantly more interest in people booked into the local jail last year. The annual report comes as Immigration and Customs Enforcement faces scrutiny nationwide. NSPR's Andre Bayek reports.
ICE expressed interest in 52 people booked at the county jail in 2025. 38 of those cases met the criteria for the sheriff's office to share information with federal authorities. Honey said state law limits when his office can cooperate with immigration agents, which is mainly in cases involving serious or violent crimes.
I don't inquire as to the intent of federal authorities. Again, that gets back to they do their job. I don't do anything either to assist beyond what I'm allowed to under state law or interfere in any way.
Honey said ICE ultimately arrested six people after they were released from jail. That's up from 2024, when ICE made no arrests after showing interest in 13 people. In Chico, I'm Andre Bayek.
Parent advocates rallied at the state capitol this week with a message for Governor Gavin Newsom: increase funding for childcare. Cap Radio's Laura Fitzgerald has more.
Mary Linda Bustamante is an advocate for Parent Voices from Los Angeles. The organization pushes for increased childcare funding at the state level.
And this is so personal to me. I have a daughter, she's 2 years old. Before I was able to get childcare, we were living in a homeless shelter.
Newsom originally committed to funding 200,000 subsidized childcare slots for low-income families. So far, his administration's reached 130,000. Bustamante points out that's 77,000 slots short.
Keep your promise, Governor Newsom. Keep your promise and help our children feel supported and our families to be safe.
The plea for funding comes as private childcare providers struggle to stay open following California's implementation of universal transitional kindergarten. This is Newsom's final year in office. He's scheduled to reveal his final budget proposal called the May Revise this Thursday. In Sacramento, I'm Laura Fitzgerald.
The town of Paradise will honor the late Congressman Doug LaMalfa this week by dedicating its council chambers in his name. The ceremony is set for Thursday and recognizes LaMalfa's longtime support for Paradise and the Ridge community. The dedication comes less than a month before voters choose someone to fill the remainder of LaMalfa's congressional term in a special election on June 2nd. You can hear interviews with candidates running for California's open first congressional district seat at mynspr.org.
Low pay and heavy caseloads have prompted a group of prosecutors in the Shasta County District Attorney's Office to leave their jobs in the coming month. The office is already severely understaffed and overworked, according to District Attorney Stephanie Bridget. As a result, Bridget says her team will be forced to delay or drop as many as 30% of its cases. NSPR's Claudia Brancart spoke with Bridget to get a better understanding of how this scale back will work and how it could affect the community.
Well, the result of all of this understaffing is that your office is now going to have to delay some cases that it files. I'm curious, do you know roughly how many cases could be backlogged or what sort of percentage we're talking about?
Well, I think it's important to note that last year in February 2025, I presented to the Board of Supervisors about our declining staff and our needs. And at that time, I already let them know that our services were delayed, that cases were taking 6 months, 9 months, sometimes a year before we could get to them and file them. So we've been in a delayed case processing environment for quite a while because of our staffing needs. This is actually goes a little beyond that. We are at the point where we simply do not have enough prosecutors to read and review and put enough time into every case to do it professionally and ethically, so that we've had to make some decisions to prioritize, you know, violent crime, murders, sex crimes, domestic violence, those types of cases. Those are going to be what we prioritize, what we review first, what we put all of our time and effort in. The other cases, they are going to go into a backlog system, which doesn't mean that they won't be filed. Some of them certainly won't. Some of them will, the statute of limitations will run out, which means we won't be able to ever file them. However, as time permits, we will be accessing that backlog and filing what we can, especially if someone poses a big public safety concern or if they're a repeat or chronic offender and law enforcement has reached out to us and said, look, this is a priority case. We know it's not one of them that you are focusing your time on right now, but can you pull it out? And we certainly will. Quantifying that to a number is going to be difficult. However, it probably will result in close to up to 30% of the cases going into that backlog system that we will get to them if we can.
Do you have any sense of how long we're talking about here for, you know, this backlog?
Well, the only reason we really had to kind of pull the red handle and do this is because we do believe it's not going to be short term. It's not going to be 1 month. It's not going to be 2 months. It's going to be, you know, 6 months or a year or longer. Because even if we were to hire all of our vacancies tomorrow, frequently what we're getting is people right out of law school who don't have experience, so they're going to need to be trained. The likelihood of us filling that many positions that quickly is very, very low. We're lucky if we get one new attorney per year, one or two new attorneys per year. So unless we're able to retain the positions that we currently have and do something that makes our office more attractive to recruit more attorneys here, this could be something that stretches out over a very long time.
Well, and so what about the issue of public safety? Could it be affected?
Well, anytime you're not able to have a full, robust criminal justice system, all the way from the officers who are investigating the cases to my office that's filing them, to the public defenders who are showing up in court for them, having enough judges and enough probation. Anytime any of those pieces of the puzzle are understaffed and underfunded, it's going to impact public safety. Cases are going to take longer or not be filed. Unfortunately, that's why when you look at the Constitution is very clear that public safety is the first responsibility of local government. And therefore, our office, this issue needs to be taken care of. We need to get the pay that we need to be able to hire and retain people.
That was Shasta County District Attorney Stephanie Bridget speaking to NSPR's Claudia Brancart.
And those are your headlines for Wednesday, May 13th. Our theme song is Burrow, courtesy of Blue Dot Sessions. I'm Matt Fidler.
And I'm Eric Adams. Have a great day.